Écoutez la phrase.
I didn't see her yesterday.
Cette phrase est au prétérit à la forme négative.
She didn't tell me what her mother thought about our relationship. I did not know that a soft voice could dominate a strong one.
Nous avons formé le prétérit à la forme négative avec le sujet suivi de did not en contraction didn't suivi de l'infinitif du verbe. Répétez les mots suivants. Patient. Powerful. Severe. Threatening. Strong. Dominating. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Siaka et son grand-père Birama. C'est l'occasion pour nous de voir la forme négative du prétérit, mais aussi certains mots relatifs au caractère d'une personne. Nous nous donnons rendez-vous très prochainement. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de la leçon suivante, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite une clinique pour personnes âgées, Old People. Il parle avec un des médecins. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à décrire quelqu'un, spécialement une personne âgée.
Good afternoon. I'm Martin Lerner. Are you Dr. Haroon?
Yes. Hello. We've met.
Have we?
We met last year.
Where?
At the hospital. I worked at the hospital last year.
Do you work there now?
No, I work here at the clinic.
Who are your patients at the clinic?
Many are old people. Many are poor, too.
Do you like old people?
Yes, I do. They're interesting. I like children, too. But I learn many things from old people. Can you see that old man near the door?
Yes. He has an interesting face. How old is he?
He's about 80 years old.
He's handsome.
Yes, he is. He's strong, too. He's not sick. He broke his leg.
Is his leg broken now?
No, he broke it last year.
He looks like my grandfather. He's tall and straight. His hair is gray. His face is thin.
His leg is a problem. He can't move it very well. He's very slow. He can't walk very well. Do you see that woman near the window?
The one with white hair?
Many old people have white hair. The one in the blue dress.
Yes, I see her.
Écoutez encore une fois tous ces mots descriptifs. Vous allez entendre des adjectifs tels que old. Vieux. Poor. Pauvre. Sick. Malade. Young. Jeune. Handsome. Beau. Strong. Fort. Tall. Grand. Gray. Gris. White. Blanc. Interesting. Intéressant. Thin. Maigre.
Old. Old people. Poor. Poor people. Sick. Sick people. Young. Young man. Handsome. Handsome man. Strong. Strong man. Tall, tall man. Gray, gray hair. White, white hair. Interesting, interesting face. Thin, thin face.
Pouvez-vous maintenant décrire une vieille femme? Pensez peut-être à votre mère ou à votre grand-mère. Des questions telles que: Is she old? What color is her hair? Is her face thin or round? Son visage est-il maigre ou rond? Allez-y.
Is she young or old? What color is her hair? Is her face thin or round?
That woman has a pretty face.
Is she sick?
She's not sick now. She was sick. She's very weak.
She looks happy.
Yes, she's getting well, but she's not strong. She's a wonderful person.
Exerçons-nous un petit peu. Pensez à une vieille personne que vous connaissez bien. An old person. Une vieille personne. Old people. Des vieux ou des vieilles. Parce que les vieilles personnes ne sont pas toujours en forme, il y a certaines questions que l'on pose assez typiquement, surtout si l'on fait des descriptions de ces personnes. Pensez à votre grand-mère, par exemple. Your grandmother. Is she old? Est-elle vieille? En pensant à l'âge, on pense tout de suite à un certain âge. How old is your grandmother? Quel âge a votre grand-mère? Réponse possible. She's about 70. She's about 75. 80. 85. She's about 90. She's about 95. Ce sont des réponses approximatives. Ou bien, How old is your grandmother? She's more than 70. She's more than 75. She's more than 80. She's more than 85. Donc deux possibilités. She's about 70. She's more than 70. Ça, c'est si vous ne connaissez pas l'âge exact. Bien sûr, si vous connaissez l'âge exact, she's 70 years old. She's 85 years old. À propos de l'aspect physique. Strong, fort. Weak, faible. Toujours en parlant de votre grand-mère. Is she strong? Vous pouvez répondre, she's strong and healthy. Elle est solide et en bonne santé. She's strong and healthy. Le contraire serait, she's sick and weak. Elle est malade et faible. She's strong and healthy. She's sick and weak. Pour décrire l'apparence physique, souvent ce sont des couleurs qu'on remarque. La couleur des cheveux, surtout pour une vieille personne. Les cheveux gris, gray hair. Les cheveux blancs, white hair. What color is your grandmother's hair? Répondez-moi. Does she have white hair? Does she have gray hair? À vous de répondre. En ce qui concerne les mouvements physiques, ça c'est aussi un aspect physique qui est important chez les vieilles personnes. Est-ce qu'ils marchent aisément ou est-ce qu'ils ont des problèmes? To walk, marcher. Question possible. Can she walk very well? Votre grand-mère peut-elle bien marcher? Can she walk very well? Et réponse possible. No, she can't walk very well. Ou bien, she walks very well. Ou bien, autre possibilité, she's very slow. Elle est très lente, ce qui implique qu'elle marche lentement. She's very slow. She can't walk very well. She's very slow. Mettons qu'il y a un problème particulier que l'on remarque chez cette personne. Her leg is a problem. Elle a un problème avec sa jambe. Her leg is a problem. Redécrivons votre grand-mère ou une grand-mère. She's about 70 years old. Or, she's more than 70. She's strong and healthy. Or, she's sick and weak. She can't walk very well. She's very slow. She has gray hair. Her leg is a problem. À vous de décrire une vieille personne maintenant. Bien sûr, j'ai oublié le caractère. Il faudrait bien que je parle du caractère de la personne. Parlons un peu du caractère. Voilà des adjectifs. Interesting, intéressant. Wonderful, merveilleux. Nice, bonne personne. Allons-y, on va parler du caractère de cette grand-mère. She's interesting. She has an interesting face. She's a wonderful person. C'est une personne merveilleuse. She's a nice person. Revoyons-les rapidement. Interesting. She's an interesting person. She's a wonderful grandmother. She's a nice mother. Et voilà. Pensez à la personne dans votre vie, à cette vieille personne, que ce soit votre mère ou votre grand-mère, et décrivez-la. Martin Lerner continue sa visite d'une clinique pour personnes âgées. Il parle avec un des médecins et avec des malades. Vous apprendrez toujours à décrire des personnes âgées.
May I talk to some people?
Yes. Come with me. Good morning, Mrs. Ely.
Who is he?
This is Martin Lerner.
Is he a doctor?
No, he isn't. He's a reporter.
What does he want?
I want to ask some questions. May I?
Pardon?
May I ask some questions?
Why?
I want to ask about the people in this clinic.
They're old and sick.
Are they all sick?
No, they're all old.
Are you sick?
No, but I'm old.
How old are you?
I'm not going to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm more than 70.
You look like my grandmother.
Do you like your grandmother?
Of course. I love my grandmother.
What does she look like?
She's beautiful. She's tall.
Does she have gray hair?
Her hair is brown.
My hair is gray. It was brown.
Mrs. Ely comes here with her brother.
You're not sick.
No, I'm not sick. I'm healthy and strong.
That's right. Excuse me, I'm going to see my patients.
I like the doctor. He's very nice. He's handsome, too.
Where is your brother?
He's outside. Come here. Do you see that man with the newspaper?
Yes.
That's my brother.
He's very handsome.
He's very smart, too. He was a teacher.
What did he teach?
He was a mathematics teacher. Do you want to talk to my brother?
May I? Your sister is very interesting, Mr. Riggins.
Call me Rex. She likes to talk. She said I was smart.
Yes, she did.
She always tells people I was a teacher, a mathematics teacher.
You're not sick?
No, no. We come here for our shots.
Shots? What shots?
For flu. You know, influenza. Influenza shots. We don't want that. Do you like Dr. Haroon?
We just met. I don't know him.
I like him. He's been here for 10 months. He's very kind and helpful.
Écoutez encore une fois les adjectifs que nous avons vus au cours de cette leçon.
Beautiful, beautiful grandmother. Healthy, healthy woman. Strong, strong woman. Nice, nice doctor. Kind, kind doctor. Helpful, helpful doctor. Smart, smart brother.
Pouvez-vous maintenant décrire une personne âgée que vous connaissez? Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner.
Is that man tall or short? Is that woman thin or fat? Is that man strong or weak? Is that woman kind or not kind?
Hello again. How are you, Rex?
I'm fine. I'm tired, but I'm fine.
Thanks for your time, Rex.
That's okay. I like talking to you. My sister and I like talking.
Tell your sister thank you.
Sure. Goodbye.
And thank you, Dr. Haroon. I know you're very busy.
It's me again. Me revoilà. It's me again. Bientôt, vous pourrez décrire aisément toute personne. Practice your English. Describe all your friends and your family members, as well as yourself. Until next time, goodbye. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur ondes courtes, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English.